Hi, in this podcast, we will discuss about some commonly asked interview questions on microservices that can help you kickstart your tech career. Let's dive in to understand microservices, the most widely adopted architectural concept within software development. Question 1. What do you mean by microservices? Answer. Microservices or microservices architecture refers to an SDLC approach that can build large applications as a collection of small functional modules. Such functional modules are independently scalable, deployable, and communicate with each other over the standard protocols. These modules can be implemented through different programming languages and have their databases in different software environments. Here, each module is minimal and complete. Question 2. What is a monolithic architecture? Answer. Monolithic architecture is a big container that compacts all the software components of applications in a single package. Question 3. What are the benefits of microservices? Answer. There are various advantages of microservices, such as the code's tiny base in microservices is easy to maintain. As microservices have individual components, it is also easy to scale. It supports independent implementation. Microservices drastically reduce installation time and offer great support for parallel teams. Microservices facilitate technological diversity. Question 4. What is a Spring Cloud? Answer. Spring Cloud and microservices is a system that provides integration with external systems. It supports faster application development. Being associated with finite data processing, it plays a crucial role in the microservice architecture. Spring Cloud provides a set of extensive features such as discovery of the service registration, versioned and distributed configuration, service-to-service calls, routing, load balancing and circuit breakers, cluster state and leadership election, distributed messaging and global locks. Question 5. What are the uses of reports and dashboards in a microservices environment? Answer. Reports and dashboards are commonly used to monitor a system. For microservices, reports and dashboards help to identify which microservice supports which resource. Find out services that are impacted when changes are made or occur in components. Provide easy access for documentation purposes. Review versions of deployed components. Obtain compliance from components. Question 6. What are the key differences between monolithic and microservices architecture? Answer. Here are the differences between microservices architecture and monolithic architecture. In microservices architecture, we build apps as a collection of narrowly focused services built for a business domain. However, in monolithic architecture, all application software components are clubbed into a single autonomous unit. Microservices architecture is easy to scale up and down on a demand basis, unlike monolithic architecture. Each microservice has a separate database, but monolithic architecture has a shared database. In microservices architecture, the failure of a service doesn't affect other services. On the other hand, a failure may cause the entire system to go down under monolithic architecture. Microservices architecture supports faster deployment as each service is deployed individually. In contrast, in monolithic architecture, you need to deploy the whole system in one go, so it is time-consuming. You can use different technologies and languages to build different services according to the business needs under microservices architecture, but it is impossible to implement the same in monolithic architecture as everything is tightly coupled. Communication between services is complex in microservices architecture. If your application consists of thousands of microservices, the application becomes complex when the services talk to each other. Whereas, it is easier to secure data transferring and processing at the system level in monolithic architecture. You need to test every service individually in microservices architecture, but testing is very easy in monolithic architecture. Question 7. What challenges do you face while using microservices? Answer. Building a node of smaller microservices may sound easy, but there are several challenges that you may face while developing. Number 1. Automate the components. It is difficult to automate components as there are several smaller components. So, for each component, you need to follow the stages of the build, deploy, and monitor. Number 2. Perceptibility. Maintaining a large number of components together becomes difficult to maintain, deploy, identify, and monitor problems. It needs great perceptibility around the components. Number 3. Configuration management. Sometimes, it becomes tough to maintain configurations for all the components around various environments. Number 4. Debugging. It is difficult to find each and every service for the error. It is important to maintain dashboards and centralized logging to debug problems. Question 8. Mention some famous companies that are using microservice architecture. Answer. Many large-scale websites like Netflix, Amazon, eBay, SoundCloud, and Twitter have advanced from a monolithic architecture to a microservices architecture. Question 9. What are the main characteristics of microservices? Answer. The main characteristics of a microservices are as follows. Microservices utilize essential messaging frameworks. Decentralized governance. Easy infrastructure automation. Design for failures. Infrastructure automation. Question 10. Explain different types of tests for microservices. Answer. The following are three broad categories of tests in microservices. Number 1. System test or top-level test. The tests in this category span the complete microservices system and are implemented through GUI. Number 2. Service test or middle-level test. In this category, developers perform tests against one but only one complete microservice. Number 3. Unit test or bottom-level test. In this category, developers test a small piece of functionality in the microservice. Question 11. What do you understand by client certificates? Answer. The client certificate is a digital certificate used by client systems to make authenticated requests to the remote server. It plays a crucial role in several mutual authentication designs by providing strong assurance of the requester's identity. Question 12. What is the use of PACT in microservices architecture? Answer. PACT is an open-source tool that helps in testing interactions between the consumer and a service provider. However, it isn't included in the contract, which increases the reliability of the applications. The consumer service developer first writes a test that defines the mode of interaction with a service provider. The test includes the provider's state, request body, and expected response. Based on it, PACT then creates a stub against which a test is executed. The output is then stored in a JSON file. Question 13. What is OAuth? Answer. Open Authorization Protocol or OAuth helps to access client apps using third-party protocols such as GitHub, Facebook, etc., through HTTP. You can also share resources between different websites without needing any credentials. OAuth enables the account information of an end user to be used by a third party like Facebook while keeping it secure. Question 14. What is the meaning of end-to-end microservices testing? Answer. End-to-end testing of the microservices application ensures and validates that each process in the system is appropriately running. As a microservices application is built using multiple modules dynamically orchestrated, end-to-end testing can cover all the gaps between the services. Here are some steps to follow for end-to-end microservices testing. Define what you expect from end-to-end testing. Now, define the scope to be tested in the system. Perform authentication in the test environment. Select a testing framework that addresses most issues. Test asynchronous flows. Lastly, automate the testing. Question 15. Why microservices use containers? Answer. Containers are a good way to manage microservices-based applications to deploy and develop them individually. You can encapsulate your microservice in the container image with its dependencies, which are then used to roll on-demand microservices instances without requiring additional efforts. Question 16. Explain semantic monitoring in the microservices architecture. Answer. Semantic monitoring combines an entire application's monitoring with automated tests. Its primary advantage is that it finds the factors profitable to your business. Once it detects an issue, it provides faster isolation by reducing the time required to repair. Semantic monitoring also triages the transaction layer and service layer to determine the transactions affected by poor performance or availability. Question 17. What do you mean by CDC? Answer. CDC stands for Consumer-Driven Contract. It is a pattern for building microservices and evolving services external systems can use them. Each consumer in CDC captures their provider into a separate contract. All the contracts are then shared with the provider to help them get an insight into the obligations they must fulfill for each client. Question 18. What do you understand by reactive extensions in microservices? Answer. Reactive extensions, also known as RX, is a design approach wherein we collect results by calling multiple services and compiling a combined response. These calls can either be synchronous or asynchronous. RX is a popular tool in distributed systems and works opposite to legacy flows. Question 19. What is continuous monitoring? Answer. Continuous monitoring refers to a method for searching compliance and risk issues associated with a company's operations and finances. It contains working systems, humans, and processes which support actual and efficient operations. Question 20. How do independent microservices communicate with each other? Answer. Microservices communicate with each other through WebSockets for streaming, HTTP for traditional request response, server or broker programs running advanced routing algorithms. You can use Kafka, NATS, RabbitMQ, each built for a specific message semantic for messages. Another way is to use BaaS, backend as a service, like SpaceCloud, which automates the entire backend. Thank you for listening to our podcast.